Hello, Internet!
You're happy now? I'm ecstatic, thanks.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome one and all. And yes, it has happened. It has finally happened. The sanctity of Malta has been penetrated. The Welsh have arrived.
Finally. We can finally take control of the place now and sprinkle some Welshness.
I don't know what I'm talking about, sorry.
Glenn Bartlett joins us now from his campaign to succeed his dad as the President of the United States of America in the West Wing, or as we better know it, Oystermouth Radio and W12P Wales. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, yes, Oystermouth Radio and W12P. We haven't changed. We're still modest and we're still going to Eurovision events like this one. Just about.
Come on, let's be serious now. When's Wales going to send somebody to Junior Eurovision?
S4C have said when Wales get their own, I don't know, independence, we'll send an entry. But
excellent, 2150 then. Christ, if Scotland can't even manage it, what hope's Wales got? You're not even a country, you're a principality.
Right, okay, hang on. We need to stop this right now, otherwise I will get offended.
You will get offended, right, okay. I've got one life left. This could be risky. Let's go over to Emma Backfish. How many lives have I got left with you?
I can count them on one head, Ewan.
On one head? One.
Hand.
Okay, I'm one for one then. There we go. Emma Backfish joins us from meanwhile in Europe. We're here at Jukebox Jury, the junior version, here in the Valletta shipyard. Next to, I discovered this morning, the submarine they used to film U-571.
Never heard that in my life, but thank you so much for that.
They have a submarine just out there. Because let's face it, if anybody other than Malta wins, they're going to need that submarine.
I thought to myself, I saw the ship first, so I thought the building must be close. So I thought, there's the ship, and there's the building.
Yes, there we go. It's a very simple rule here. We're going to listen to the songs, we're going to talk a bit about them, and then we're going to go hit, miss, or maybe. And at the end of that, we'll see if Malta's actually won and if we get to leave the country alive. But first up, let's go for Georgia, shall we? It's as if you'd taken the popular show I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue from Radio 4 and decided to do one song to the tune of three other songs, where you take parts of the melody and the construct of three popular music songs, such as, say, Wrecking Ball and Another Brick in the Wall and Like a Prayer, mix them all up into one song and call that song Happy Day, coming from Georgia. Look, it's a lovely song, it's great, it's cheery, it's chant along, but the audience at home, Emma, are going to look at this and go, that's a Miley Cyrus ripoff.
I'm not sure.
Ripoff might be too strong.
I think some people, I don't think, can really pick up on the fact that they've heard this song before, that they've heard it basically a year earlier as Wrecking Ball, but people will be drawn to the sound of it because maybe
I like that. I don't know why I like that.
I think people will do that, especially children. I think young children might be like that. And Georgia always know how to put on a big, sparkly, loud show. And the vocals on it are so suited for a kid. So I'm not sure they're gonna say, well, this is just Wrecking Ball. I'm not gonna vote for this.
When I listened to it first, Wrecking Ball didn't come into my mind, so I didn't think it was a rip-off of any sort of song. What I am really disappointed is that it's come from Georgia, because Georgia have given us greats like Mari Dari and Give Me Your Smile, and of course Candy Music, who won for Georgia back in a year that's been. But
just for a moment, just want to say something. Emma, look, research.
Wow.
I'm just a fan. But I'm really disappointed that it's come from Georgia, because Georgia won my favourite Junior Eurovision Song Contest countries. And it's just a disappointment for me.
Oh. bad when Glenn senses something as a disappointment.
He's got that dad voice, hasn't he? He's like, I'm disappointed in you, Georgia.
Yeah, must try harder, Georgia. Sorry.
It's vicious. Vicious and cruel. And we've seen the staging, and I've got to say, that red outfit that Lizzie's got is... it's quite kiddie.
It's a song contest for children.
I know, but you don't dress them up as the offcuts of Johanna's dress from Is It True painted red.
I must ask a question, because I haven't seen Georgia's rehearsal. Does she sway a lot? Because it's a sort of song that you'd sway to, in my opinion.
No, she doesn't sway.
Well, they've missed a trick there, haven't they?
Are you disappointed that she's not swaying?
I'm disappointed.
Disappointed. But we're not going for disappointed. We're going for hit, miss, or maybe. Glenn.
Only because I'm seeing it from a point of view where I love George as a junior Eurovision Song Contest country, I'm going to say it's a miss for me this year.
Ooh, Emma.
For reasons I don't want to discuss, I'm going to say it's a hit. It's also good, so.
For me, I'm going to give it the awkward clean sweep and go maybe, because there is some appeal in this song, and yet it does the fact that we talked about being Wrecking Ball, but it will have that, oh, I'm familiar with this and I know I like this sound. It's got over that first hurdle of acceptance, and Lizzie is very energetic, she is very bouncy, and it's clearly children having fun on the stage. I think it's not. It just doesn't look quite right. I think that the sounds are just a little bit too convenient. But for me, it goes down as a maybe on that one, because it could or it couldn't. And that's exactly what the maybe is for. We shall move on to Croatia, who have already decided to have won one award this Junior Eurovision for Best Merchandise. But what will they do in front of our jury? Pussycat's in sight.
Sadly.
She just has her dancers of Eros. And it's Anders?
No. Anton Ewald, I think. No, I don't remember.
She's not got Anton Ewald on stage. Stop begging.
Oh.
Josie is such an effervescent character. She's getting a really good grip on social media. And I just think she's not been served well by this choice of song. When I see a song, I want to see a song that says something about the performer. I want to see some of them in the song. I don't see that in Croatia. I don't see the energy that Josie could bring to the stage. And the song itself is repetitive. It's slightly cloying and game over and negative sentiments. I mean, just, you know, forgetting about the songs, would you rather vote for a song called Happy Day or vote for a song called Game Over? Unless you're Morrissey, you don't count. Everybody else would probably lean over for Happy Day. Croatia's just missed the target.
Yeah, I mean, it's very sad because Josie is a very charismatic girl, and
she's gonna go far that one, let me tell you.
She just, it doesn't show on the stage, and the song just isn't strong enough for her to rely on it to possibly do better. So it's sad to see.
This is a strange one, because this is where the lack of experience of a child performer comes in. If you were to hand this, let's go all the way. If you were to hand this to somebody like Anouk, it would be a weak song, but she would have the experience to know how to pull a good performance out of that, how to bring the crowd in. Josie's playbook hasn't written that page yet. There's more reliance on the song at Eurovision than the performer. And that means that when you have a weak song, such as I think you have here, you suffer even more.
I find that there are two songs this year that are instantly forgettable, and that is Serbia and Croatia.
Which you've immediately disproved your point.
Yeah.
Because I've remembered them.
Yeah.
I feel that these two countries both similar in their way with the ballads. I can't even remember what type of ballad Croatia is, if I'm honest.
It's not even a ballad.
Ballad.
Serbia's the ballad.
Truth be told, I'm not a fan of this, and I've forgotten it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Owen.
You're vicious.
Yeah, but you know what? Judge and jury and executioner. It's judge. What's Welsh for dread?
Dread.
What's Welsh for dread?
I'll come back to you on that one.
Can't even make a 2000 AD reference with it. Oh, he's struggling. Hit miss or maybe. It's a miss for me.
We'd have to give it a miss, sadly. I love Josie, but I don't love the song.
It's a miss for me as well. As I said, there's two songs that I really just can't remember from this year, and Croatia's one of them.
Yeah. Right. Russia and Malta next. What order should we take them in? But let's leave Malta till the end again so we can save that. Let's go for song number three as Russia. Alisa Kosykina singing Dreamer. Third song in today's Junior Jukebox Jury comes from Russia, and what a well-packaged performance.
Oh, I mean, this is something that I expect to see from Russia. They've sent a little pint-sized diva to the stage to just belt out this big, gushy ballad, and they know what they're doing. It all fits together so well up on that stage.
I find it really Disney-esque, and I think this works for Russia. It's kind of like they've, I don't know, formulated the perfect ballad. They've done it by the book. But as the same with Dina Garipova with What If in 2013 for Russia, it's kind of like on the same sort of line, and it'll do well regardless of whether, I don't know, she does it well or not, because the song itself is pretty much good.
I think one of the things that impresses me about this Russian song is it's one of the few songs this year where the language change that comes in for the last 40-odd seconds actually works. There's just something that's natural about this switching over into English for the last chorus in exactly the same way that Sweden doesn't.
Sweden doesn't work in a lot of ways, not just with the language carryover. But yeah, I mean, it's very natural and it doesn't feel forced. With the Russian song.
And also you see with Alisa as well, I mean, I've only seen pictures of her, but she looks like a performer, and she looks mature and she looks professional, and I think with that image she'll do well on the night.
And I know that a lot of people still go, oh, it's kids, why are you forcing them out to sing, why are you doing? I think one of the loveliest images I had in the Euro Club last night, which is the an adult Eurovision, it's the nightclub where everybody goes to party, and at junior Eurovision, it's the nightclub where everybody goes to party and break dance, and there's a PlayStation as well, and a ping pong table and a snooker table, and we need that at adult Eurovision. It's the fact that they'd actually got a big box of loom bands. So Alisa just came in, picked up some loom bands with her mum, went and sat down in the corner, was just sitting there making her loom band bracelets, and just having fun.
Yeah.
Even though it was just a little thing sitting on its own. And when people go, you know, what's it like for the kids at Junior Eurovision? It's like that. It's like a holiday. You sing during the day, you mingle with everybody at night, and if you just want to go play with your favourite game in the evening, then you can, and that's really lovely. And that's nothing to do with the hit, miss, or maybe, but it's always worth emphasising that duty of care that is in place for all the performers.
And I think it's great with the moral of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest as well, as you said. You know, they want kids to be kids. They're not here to participate and do a job. They're here to have a good time. But also, you know, if they win, you know, fair enough. Well done to them.
And if you lose, I hope you've got a picture of your parents.
Oh,
no, they don't do that. They don't do that. Right, hit, miss, or maybe on Russia. Oh, it's a hit. It's a clear hit for me. I don't think it will have a lot of strength of votes outside of the former Soviet country, so I don't think it's going to be at the top of the table. But I could be wrong, and it could be there or thereabouts. So for me, it is a hit.
I will also give it a hit, but I think it's a low hit for me. I don't think it's in
then
that winning.
Then you have
winning.
To say hit.
Hit.
Like that, yes.
I don't think it's in that winning space, but I think it'll do well.
I think the juries will love this, so I'm giving it a hit.
Across the board, hit, hit, hit for Russia, with only Malta in the running to possibly make a tie break. Shall we listen to the home country's efforts? Malta, Malta, the country that never wins anything, that won Junior Eurovision, is now going absolutely, quietly, confidently crazy that Diamonds from Federica Falzon can do the double. Can it do the double, first of all? Just give me a yes or no around the panel.
Yes.
No.
Yes. 2-1. Why no, Glenn?
I just, without being offensive, I just find the whole thing a bit weird. That a voice so mature and so professional as Federica's is actually coming out of that body. And in my opinion, I don't really like the song anyway. Maybe it's just personal taste. I don't like the classical type of songs that, you know, Malta's sending this year. But no, it's not for me. And I just find the whole thing a bit obscure.
Now, this is interesting, because this is the sort of discussion I had at the start of the week with you. That the fact that the visual element and the audio element don't quite seem to match up. But having seen it on the screens here, and this is an advantage we very rarely have in jukebox juries, having seen what the performance is going to be like, it does work, because Federica, maturity is kind of the word, but the disconnect from when she was doing dress rehearsal one in sort of just casual street clothes compared to her outfit that she's wearing on the night, it's clearly that she's at the older range of the contestant range, in the same way that Michele was last year. But And again, not to be offensive, girls can pull that off better than boys.
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, there were some things that Glenn was just saying now that before the contest I would have agreed with. But after watching the run-throughs of it, I've grown to really see that people at home could be watching this and saying, yeah, there is that disconnect between the image
but
and the vocal.
There's that girl who can sing.
Right. There's that girl that can sing.
And she doesn't even have a beard.
She's not, and she doesn't have a beard. And she still looks like a kid in many ways.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's not too overly mature.
And I know we talked in previous jukebox juries that the Netherlands would love going on last because the round and round will get repeated and then it'll get repeated in the recap. But, you know, come to think of it, half of that Netherlands song is going to be taken up by people at home going, did you hear the pipes, girls? Oh, there's another one going on. Did you hear that opera stuff, though? Oh, it's finished. So, Malta singing 15th, I think, is going to neutralise the Netherlands from winning in any case. It's just going to take enough of an edge away. But yeah, I think we can do a double here.
Can I just say that the Netherlands ending the competition is genius? I didn't actually realise until I listened to them all in order. That's the best like running order that they could have done, so hats off to the producers.
What are you angling for? You're not getting to go up on stage and dance on this one.
I love the producers, and you know my contact details.
Yes, Gaia just suddenly goes, you know what's missing from this stage stage performance? A slightly awkwardly dancing Welshman. It's the one in the building.
Just so happens, so yes.
Right then, hit, miss, or maybe. I am giving Malta a hit. I think that, yes, there is the disconnect. Yes, I still have worries about that. But I actually think that in the end, that is a strength, not a weakness. Only just, and if this song falls flat, I'm going to go back to my previous opinion and go, and told you so, but right now it's a hit.
Yeah, I've worked into liking this song. It took a bit more time to like the song for me than I did with Malta last year, But I'm starting to feel the same way that I felt about Malta last year when I gave it a hit as well. I see this as a possible winner.
See, I didn't rate Gaia last year, so maybe I'm just like the wrong person to ask. But it's going to be a maybe for me, only because, as I said, the obscurity of it. I haven't seen the rehearsal. It's just that on paper, I don't think it'll work.
So there we go. That is our Jukebox jury for today. Croatia in fourth place there, winning whatever medal you have just underneath bronze. Georgia slightly above and in a little bit of a gap, going up to Malta in second place and Russia in first. If that result happens on the night, that hole is going to empty really, really quickly.
Yes.
And I think this is the other thing that we need to consider. Frederica, unique amongst all the performers, has her entire support network here. If she wants to go round and see her nan, not a problem.
Right.
You know, the other performers don't have that, you know, unless they've brought their nans with them. So there's much more home advantage at Eurovision Junior than there is at Eurovision Adult. And it's 15th in running order. But we have another Jukebox jury to go, but still what's clear is this contest is still wide open. It's okay, that's fine, which is too big. So it only remains for me to say thank you to my guest judges. Emma Backfish, as always, from Meanwhile in Europe.
Thanks again, as always, Ewan.
And let's have those letters again. It's WZZPZ5R54 from Stony Bridge, New York.
That's exactly it.
That's it, right. Okay, so it's over to
It's meanwhileineurope.com or www.wusb.fm to listen live every other Saturday night.
I'm on W12P every Thursday night on Oyster Mouth Radio. Go check us out. Twitter at W12P Live. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Wales12Points. You can email us whenever you want. W12P at W12P.co.uk. Check us out.
It's amazing. It's almost like he's got his own jingle machine inside his head going.
I think he does.
Yeah. Station ID tank going to automatic pilot.
And by the way, every Thursday night at 8 p.m. GMT, which is 9 p.m. CET, on oystermouthradio.com/listen-live. And do you want to know what the Welsh word for hyphen is?
No, I want to know what the Welsh word for dread is. We went over this.
But anyway, you're going to love this. Hyphen is kaplasnod.
Of course it is.
Kaplasnod.
That sounds like a noise that you make when you sneeze.
I'm sorry, no, that sounds like the guy that's going to be Ultron in the next Avengers movie. Kaplasnod! Avengers 3, we visit Wales. There we go. But no, we're visiting Malta just now. Thank you also for visiting the audio that's coming up here from Radio6.com and our radio broadcasts around the world and online at escinsight.com. Thank you to Emma.
Thank you again, Ewan.
Thank you to... I was about to say Gordon.
I can be a Gordon if you want.
You look
can
like
you?
A Gordon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to Gordon Glenn Bartlett. Gordon Glenn Bartlett. Doesn't that sound fabulous? Sorry, Peter turned into Brian Blessed. There we go. We'll be back shortly on the podcast and on the radio. Thanks for listening. It's only one thing left on the to-do list. Glenn.
Chwareuwch y gitarau.